You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is Pop Wilfong.
I'm Joe Canale.
I'm Ryan Tweedy.
I'm Pat Jansen.
And Mike Canale.
All right, so you know who's here now.
For Nebraska and the Scarlet.
From Van Nuys, California.
About 15 miles away from Hollywood, California.
It's the Big Red Cobcast.
Welcome to another Big Red Cobcast. Wisconsin. For the second straight year during the Wisconsin game, friend of the show and regular contributor Bob Wilfong had us over to Wilfong Manor to watch the game and do a live podcast. It's safe to say we probably won't be doing that again because for the second straight year it did not end well. In just a few seconds you'll be able to hear the podcast. During the first half we had some technical issues, meaning Bob wasn't mic'd up, so we just took kind of some best of clips out of that. You can tell when the microphone and audio equipment starts working again, and we have Bob from there. It's just everything as it is. We do cut out some silence to kind of keep things moving along because things got a little tense later in the game, but other than that, it's basically as it is. So listen, enjoy, and oh man. I hope things get better next week against Minnesota. Go Big Red.
We're live, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're live, man.
Go Big Red.
All right, so let's start it. Ready?
Yeah, let's start it.
All right. Welcome to Big Red Cobcast. I'm Ryan.
That was my big enthusiastic hello.
You have to say your name.
Oh, cool. Oh, Bob
Wilfong.
Pat.
Cool, we nailed that, guys. We'll come back. We'll come back to this later.
Let's focus on one medium at a time.
So this is it. This is the
live, but not listening to live podcast. We threw short of the sticks again. We've been really, really bad about that this year.
Yeah.
Throwing short of the sticks. And I don't know if that's coaching on the receiver side, on the quarterback side, or just play calling, but something's amiss in that regard.
Can I just say something about Wisconsin's uniforms?
Yes.
They make me want to vomit.
Really? Why?
I just don't like them.
Why not white?
It's kind of like Colorado, Buffalo. Yeah. Just like I see them and I just get mad. And when I get, that's the thing about me, when I'm mad, I vomit.
The problem is...
Yeah.
Our road unis look just like them now.
The only difference is the helmet, really. It's that W. Yeah. And I think that's what it is. In Russia, you'd pronounce it vomit anyways. Because they don't say V's very well. Or is it the other way around? They don't say W's very well. Vader, yeah. So they don't say W's very well.
There have been baseball players who just made the same... Yeah, Chuck Knobloch is who I was immediately thinking of. Who just made the same routine throws for years, for years, for years. And then all of a sudden it just goes away. Rick Ankiel. Who they had to move away from pitcher. And they made him an outfielder. And he actually became a... pretty good hitting outfielder.
Man, this podcast just got super boring. Talking about, I hate baseball. I just can't believe they pay people millions of dollars for a game because it's not a sport. Babe Ruth did it drunk. It's not a sport. And that's the thing is that I get that quarterbacks are going to break tackles every once in a while, but when they do, you got to hit them, man. That's your one chance to hit them.
Dedrick Young.
No, when they're running, like you can really level them.
Well, and that's why he went down when he did. Stave looks a lot thinner than he has in previous years. He looked soft a couple of years ago. Yes.
Yes.
That's the football guy.
Yeah.
No, that's no. That's a deal.
He got a raw deal on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll pun the hell out of this.
Oh man, today. I was working on a let's make a deal. So don't steal it. Don't steal my thing. Let me.
Is he giving the suck it sign there?
What?
Kalu was given one of these.
Oh. Be careful with that. That's how you get a fine in the NFL.
I think that was just a signal.
I was at the BYU game this year, and they're touting the new Wi-Fi. Yeah. It still sucks.
Yeah, you just got to go 4G.
Here we go. They're in field goal range. You got to make the stop.
Oh, got him.
Deep in our defensive back was totally oblivious to the pass.
Well, it hit him in the back, and then the receiver almost got it off the carom, but that line is bringing the heat. I feel like in a couple of the early games, the line wasn't really getting any push defensively.
They need to bring some blitzes.
That's what Banker wants to do. That's Banker's
MO.
Big thing.
Oh, that's not horrible. And he missed it. He shanked it.
Woo!
Hooked it.
That was a little bit, to quote Pat, off Wisconsin.
I'm glad a lot of people got that. I wasn't sure that everybody knew Wisconsin's fight song, which I was having this conversation with Tweety earlier. Our alma mater, Wayne State, actually, our fight song is on Wisconsin, but onward Wayne State. We're like a high school where we just take big schools.
Yeah, like if they just play the song, we will rock you like 20 times a game too. Newbie.
Oh,
He
looked more decisive.
Yeah.
I think Newbie's a heck of a runner. I don't think there's any issue with that. It's just there's, yeah. Wow, it looks windy right there. You can see Riley's man boobs in that shirt. I'll give Riley tons of credit. There's no, we didn't execute. There's no, we need to point the thumb. It's, hey, we didn't run the ball enough. He said that after the Illinois game, like on the following Monday. He's like, yeah, we should have run more.
Which ultimately is him throwing Langsdorf under the bus. Have you seen the Husker video we made on the internet? Oh, Gigglebot on YouTube? Or
any of the Big Red Cobcast articles.
Yeah, they're at the end of them. Or you can go just like five types of Husker fans, five types of SEC fans, five types of Notre Dame fans. Yeah, and then we're going to release USC next week. Yep. And then the week after that, we have one from that Joe wrote called The Completely Honest Football Recruiter. And then I'm filming one tomorrow. And then after that, I think we should make some more of these five types of fans. I don't know. What would be a good school to make? Texas, I think, would be fun. The Oakland Raiders, I think, would be fun.
Yeah, Oregon.
Yeah, just everybody just wears crazy clothes. Mike Riley got a lot of penalties at Oregon State. And Bo Pelini got a lot of penalties. Ooh! Can you not warn people before you show that? Leg broken.
Yeah. I mean, that was like McGahee, but with his legs stuck in the ground. Oh. No warning whatsoever.
Yeah. I just got another message.
Yeah.
I'm going to change it just slightly. These jackals I'm listening to now have nothing on you. Some big compliments coming.
You're watching ABC or yeah. Listening to the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't had great broadcasting crews on the Husker games this year.
Well, I think that in general, like, I think when you start getting on Big Ten Network and ESPN and all those things, they're so concerned about, you know, we're not for everybody. You know, not everybody's going to like to listen to us. But ESPN is so concerned with being family friendly and making sure that everybody can listen and that they, you know, it's not fun anymore. It's all watered down and sugar coated. And
I read the
we're homers and
I read the ESPN oral history too.
You read the oral history?
Yes, there is a written oral history.
Okay, a written oral history.
Basically, it's all interviews. Like you don't get much. Like yeah. You don't get much, like, from the author. That's what an oral history is.
It's written by the same people that the
Well, technically, an oral history is somebody telling you.
Yeah, the SNL one is a little bit better than the ESPN one, but they're both good. But basically, the ESPN whole mantra was You'd go there, you'd start to become big, and then they'd let you go because they didn't want anybody becoming bigger than the network. A guy like Chris Berman, who's been there forever, is a rarity because it's, all right, you're going to start to cost us too much money. See you later. Cowherd just went off on Mike and Mike the other day, now that Cowherd's on Fox.
ESPN is the Monsanto of sports.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, man, I don't think we've been getting any of your dialogue.
Who's?
Bob's. Yeah. Yeah, now we can. So all of your facts, Bob, can be redone.
This is Bob Wilfong eating potato chips.
I'll find a way to get him back in via post-production and credit him to you. They said Vincent Valentine hasn't played much, and I hadn't noticed that until they mentioned it.
He's been gone out for 3 weeks.
No, I mean today.
Wisconsin.
McMullen.
He's got plenty of time. A deflected pass reception there, incomplete.
We've looked sharp. I hate to say it, because we looked sharp against Melvin Gordon to start out last year.
That's true. We looked great.
I imagine there's a collective sphincter tightening throughout the entire state that involves just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah. Given last year, yeah, it's understandable.
Given the last couple times.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I can already tell you, if we lose, I like losing better this way than last year, for sure.
Yeah, though sitting at 2-4 won't exactly.
Yeah, it stinks. And we play Minnesota next week, is that right?
Is it Minnesota or Northwestern next week?
I think it's Minnesota in the North, because I remember thinking I could go watch. Ideally go to Phoenix and watch the Northwestern game in Phoenix.
Speaking of Northwestern.
Yeah.
Already
getting housed.
Yep.
I guess that's one way to get past Northwestern's great defense, just return a punt.
Yeah. Michigan's for real, evidently.
Holy cow. But I will say, it's not that we don't have talent in Nebraska, but I think there are greater holes in certain spots. I feel
we've also had 9 starters gone. I mean.
Yeah. I feel like
BYU beat us in the last second without like 6 starters or 3 starters.
Well, they were sitting out some people too, though.
Not, but they weren't sitting out their stars. Their stars went out the following week.
A week actually on some of them.
Yeah, on most of them. Most of the good, they just sat out like second string guys for against us because they have no integrity, you know.
Yeah, I feel like we weren't set up for early success the same way that Harbaugh was. I do worry a little bit how we've gone away from the run.
Speaking of, here comes Newby. Newby hitting the hole. Look at that guy.
And number 7. Holy crap.
It's a brand new Terrell Newby, in my opinion.
It looks to me, it looks like the same old Terrell Newby that everybody was just crapping on.
He looks more decisive.
He's a little bit more decisive.
Look at him. He's running with purpose now.
A little bit is all it takes.
Yeah.
7 just ended up flattened.
He's not looking for to be tackled. He's looking to break it. It just a little subtle difference in how he's approaching things.
And truthfully, the line's getting off the ball better right now.
Yeah, our offensive line's playing better.
This statistically the 12th ranked Russian defense in the country that we're running against right now. Tommy not looking sharp with the passing here recently.
No. Man, I hope we can retrieve some of it. Bob is just fountain of knowledge right
well,
now.
Well, should I reiterate?
Reiterate some because I guarantee we lost him.
Okay. So, once again, this is Bob Wilfong on the mic. It's almost the second quarter of the game. I've been talking the whole time, but we've had technical difficulties. Here's some state factoids for you listeners. As we look at 2nd and 10 for the Huskers, let's get this play in, then I'll. Tommy, giving off to Newby again. Newby running again with purpose. I love it.
They're keeping him honest with that pass, which I like.
Yeah, that's true. Nice play calling. Wisconsin was home to the country's first kindergarten in 1856. Makes sense because they have a big German influence there, the kindergarten.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I was thinking that same thing when you mentioned it the first time.
Which political party do you think was officially founded in Wisconsin in 1854?
The Whig Party.
That's a very good guess. The Republican Party.
Oh, really?
Huh. Wisconsin.
Which is interesting because it's a very Democratic state, largely.
Yeah.
Especially Madison.
Well Republicans were Democrats back in the
fair
day.
Enough, yeah.
Here we go. Tommy passes before the
receiver. Not on the same page.
Wow. Now, what is the story with Ezekbo?
They like how he practices is what they keep saying, I guess.
But I've never heard of the guy until...
Well, I think they're trying to... I think that part of the thing with Bo was is that Bo went with who he liked. He didn't base it on merit. He didn't base it on anything other than who he liked.
Yeah.
And so I feel like they're trying to break away from that culture, whereas like you come to practice, and if you practice, you get the... You start.
Yeah.
The best practice gets the start.
But yeah. But in answer to your more like origin based question,
yeah.
He's from Texas. Iowa State was his only other major offer.
Okay.
All right, guys, we're back. Second
right.
half.
Yes.
We missed the first couple of plays due to some technical difficulties. That'll be the name of the game for this podcast.
Yeah, it happens.
Also, while we're talking about technical difficulties, can I use your restroom?
Go for it.
Where's it at?
Yes. As long as you take the microphone with you.
Oh, man. I wish I could. I wish I could.
It's right around the corner. It's by where we got the beer.
Okay.
At halftime. We periscoped a beer run at halftime here.
Stave got hit again.
Incomplete pass for Wisconsin. Three and out.
By the way,
where we like to start it.
How is it that Nebraska's up at halftime? They talked to Wisconsin's David Koechner, but not to Mike Riley on camera.
I don't know. Well, the sideline reporter was given a recap. Maybe she was just talking about it off camera.
Yeah.
But it's right against that wall.
Oh, right here?
Yeah. That's it. That's
your bedroom?
Yes.
Is there a door on both sides?
Yes. There is.
Okay.
That was a bad punt.
Oh, yeah.
We get it at midfield.
50.
Maybe
nice.
Even on their half. Yeah, 49. Wisconsin.
They're going
49.
Against that wind.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, Pat, as
yeah.
we prepare for the first offensive series for Nebraska in the second half, let me just wow you with some more Wisconsin factoids.
I love this.
Bloomer, Wisconsin is the jump rope capital of the world.
Whoa. It's Bloomer, Wisconsin?
Bloomer, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yep. It's true.
I wonder what part of Wisconsin that is in.
That's a good question. I don't know. Handoff to Newby. Newby.
More decisive. Like, that
yes.
was just a strong cut upfield
yes.
there.
Yes. And running with speed right off the bat.
And that wasn't following Janovich either. Janovich swung to the outside.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of almost a decoy now today.
Janovich?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Janovich, man. It's been nice usage of him
yeah.
so far this year.
Yeah, the state of Nebraska has had a collective sexual awakening with the use of the fullback. They've loved it.
Here goes Newby, fighting about 2 yards short of that first down.
I like it. I'll take it.
Did you guys know that a Milwaukee newspaper editor is considered the creator of our current keyboard lettering system?
I did not know that.
Known as QWERTY.
One thing I know about QWERTY
yeah.
is that they were trying to make it so people didn't use them, and that's why the letters are where they are.
What do you mean, trying not to use them? What do you mean?
They didn't, I don't know why, like if it was they wanted people to stick with handwriting or they didn't want people to use a certain type of typewriter or whatever, but they put the keys in weird orders like that.
Hmm, okay.
At least that's what I was told.
Oh, nice.
There's Imani. The Imani cross that we should see.
Yes, I love that.
That was finishing a run.
I would love
downhill.
To see Imani Cross get. I would love to see this team just get fired up.
Yeah, that was nice from Imani Cross.
This team does look fired up today.
Yeah, they do.
Ooh, especially
man.
Now.
I bet McAvoy wishes he was a quarterback again.
Yeah.
He got trucked.
Was that McAvoy?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm wondering what we're talking about. Go to about 12:30 at the third quarter timer. And Imani Cross, 2 yard run.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's getting held.
Oh.
No flag?
No flag.
He was
How
getting
was
held
no
the whole time. Brandon Riley, for those who are not sharing the visual with us, streaking down the sideline toward the end zone, just gets held all the way. And
there
Riley's letting the side judge have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he should be.
Oh.
How was that not a foul?
There's three different opportunities to call that.
Wow.
Right
first
there.
He's got his undershirt, which is white,
yeah.
so it kind of blends in. But then he wraps his left arm around Riley before
yeah.
they go up for the ball.
That's clearly a penalty. Jeez. Who is this crew? Keep your eye on this ref crew, man.
But it's, you know, dude, it's all season, man.
I like it. I like right now, though. Riley, I don't like unsportsmanlike conduct penalties on the coach. I think they're usually pretty stupid. But this is one, I think, showing his team that he's got their back.
Yeah.
A point? Wow. Because you know Riley didn't drop an F-bomb on him.
Right. Yeah.
That I like. I'm with you, Pat. I like that he got the... He's standing up for his guy.
Come on. This is it. And now Tommy Armstrong's got to show that he's going to step up for his coach right here. Here it comes. Touchdown. I smell it. I smell it. I smell it. I smell it.
Oh!
Yeah! Makeup call.
There we go. Nice.
That one did not look like pass interference at all.
No, it didn't compared to the other one, but right. We got it. And I think that was the value of Riley going nuts right
there.
Yeah,
I think so.
Because Riley never does that.
Yeah, that's the difference between Riley and Pelini, is you got to pick and choose your moments.
Yeah.
I think people misunderstood. Bo Pelini did pick and choose his moments. He just pick and chose every moment.
Yeah. Here we go, the replay.
Yeah, he's got his arm draped all over him.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I think those judges realized they had messed up the last play.
Oh, yeah, he pulled him down by the left shoulder.
Yeah.
I love how as he was falling, he started doing this like he didn't. Like, come on. You knew what you did.
Okay. That's an automatic first down, too.
Yep. First and 10 from about the 36-yard line. Hand off to Newby. Newby looking for the hole again. Nice little game, about 4.
Actually, I had not thought about that for a long time.
Yeah, the announcer just said, hard for Nebraska fans not to think about the flea kicker. We brought up the Missouri game at one point earlier today, but it's not like when every time a ball gets kicked, we're like, oh, flea kicker.
Yep. Remember that time that Matt Davison?
Remember that time Matt Davison talked to us on the Big Red Copcast?
I remember that. Right. That was great.
What was not great was the blocking on the play just there. Newby got hit in the backfield.
Do you guys know who the highest paid football coach is in NCAA football right now?
Saban, right?
How much a year?
7.5?
Or is 7, 7, 8.
Just over $7 million a year. Who's number 2?
Is that D'Antonio now?
Hold on, let me guess.
It's a Big Ten coach, though.
Yeah. Herbs.
Oh, yeah, probably Herbs.
Who's that?
Urban Meyer.
No.
Then I
thought it was Mark D'Antonio.
Then it's Ferentz.
No.
Hang on.
Not Urban Meyer.
Ferentz is way high paid, though.
Yeah.
Not Urban Meyer, not Kirk Ferentz.
On the run.
Not Mark D'Antonio. Hang on.
Is Jerry Kill?
It's Harbaugh.
Oh, wow.
He's a new hire, that's why.
Yep, just north of $7 million, too. And then Urban Meyer is 3rd. Big drop-off, though, only 5.8 in comparison.
But I know D'Antonio's up there.
He didn't make the top 5. I didn't look for it.
Who did Michigan lose to this year?
Utah.
Yeah, Utah.
Who is crushing it. Game day is at Utah this
They're
week.
Playing Cal.
Yeah. Come on, Drew Brown. Field goal. Nope, missed it.
No.
It's hooking back in.
Oh.
I thought it hooked back in.
I thought it did too.
Hooking back in.
All right, so in that end zone, Galliano missed to the left, Brown missed to the right.
Yeah.
Though his almost hooked back in. Because Galliano's hooked to the left at the very last second. Oh,
he just missed.
So close.
Yeah. Okay, to finish the top 5 coaches, Bob Stoops, Jimbo Fisher.
Mm.
Mike Riley, if you didn't get it earlier, 39th on the pay list. And Wisconsin's Paul Christ, 46th. Riley gets $2.7 million a year.
Which is kind of right there.
That's almost as much as Flo makes on these Progressive commercials.
What is it that she makes now? Because I know I keep seeing like $500,000. I know she's got to make more than that by this point.
By the length of that, if Nationwide is similar, she's made millions. Yeah. I don't know. She's been on air as that character.
For almost a decade, right?
Yeah, it feels like almost a decade.
I feel like the $500,000 a year is like what it was a while ago, probably.
No, she probably makes about $500,000 a year right now.
Oh, really?
But if you figure, she probably made 250 or something when she started.
She's
how long were you the nationwide spokesperson?
For basically 2.5 years.
Okay.
She shows up every now and then in some non-commercial stuff.
Yeah, she did Mad Men, or
she was on the first episode of Mad Men when it was shooting. They shot the pilot in New York.
She was on more than one episode of Mad Men.
Nah.
Yeah, she was. Yes, she was.
I'm a Mad Men trivia freak, man.
But I've seen her on more than one and said to Irina, that's the girl from Progressive.
I'll look it up and show you.
IMDb.
But they moved production to L.A., and that's why she wasn't on it anymore. She was on You're the Worst for the first season. I haven't seen her on the second season yet. Which, you can spot me for about a minute on that this week.
What is You're the Worst?
It's an FX show about two, kind of narcissistic a-holes who fall in love but aren't really into relationships.
Nice.
It's a really cynical but good show. I did have a New York Lottery commercial this week, though.
That's good.
Nice. Here we go. Back in. Wisconsin has the ball here. They're 35. Handoff to a wideout. It looks like he tripped right before he got tackled. But good defense there.
Yeah, she was on 5 episodes of Mad Men.
Mm. All right.
It's right here.
This is the guy you think is going to win the Heisman.
You can just come look at my phone.
I don't want to get up.
Is that right? Leonard Fournette?
What's that?
Is that who you're saying is going to win the Heisman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The LSU running back.
I just got unshucked on the air, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. 5 episodes.
Nice.
Well, I know she wasn't. I got to check the seasons. I know for a while she wasn't on. Oh, come on!
Yeah.
Chris Webber with another good
play. Yeah, I just knew because I know that I'd pointed out to Irina more than once. Because I pointed out once to her, and then she forgot, and then I pointed it out to her again. And I've only watched, I think I watched one season of Mad Men, maybe two, and then I was like, man, this show sucks.
Oh, maybe what it was is she was in one season.
Maybe that's what it is. Because I don't think I watched two seasons. I might have watched the second season.
I think
season.
That's what it was. Because when they moved, because they moved production at one point from New York to L.A.
Okay, third down, gentlemen. Third.
And it wasn't like she had a lot of,
she was a phone operator.
Yeah, and she had like a line.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Tell me that's push
flag.
Off on 11.
It's never push off on 11. It's always whatever Nebraska did wrong. Hence why we are last place in penalties.
Two fouls. Holding defense. Pass interference on offense. Okay,
I'll take it.
That's a win for Nebraska.
Yeah.
Because that play as it stood would be a first down.
3rd and 9.
So, yeah, the little subtle push off from the Wisconsin.
Is that from something that. Doom.
Yeah, Hell's Bells.
Okay.
Here we go. Replay, 3rd and 9. Let's set a tone here. Let's dominate this third quarter.
Malik Collins is starting from the up position. Is he going to drop back in the cup? Nope.
Stunt play on the defensive line.
Dropped.
Wisconsin
they've had
player.
About 3 or 4 drops.
Yeah, that's true.
But they've also been getting a lot of those, there's only been a few, but a couple of them have been.
Oh, they've all been contested for the most part. With maybe
there's a couple that were out of bounds and a couple. But
there's one that you didn't see that was a pretty clear drop on the side.
That was the one that you called me on that. But then there was I saw the replay. But there's the one earlier that I think Newbie knocked out of his hands.
It could be. Yeah, Newbie had a great play.
Mm-hmm.
Knocking it out. But this play, it looked like the receiver for Wisconsin.
Get away.
The ball.
Ooh, good bounce.
We're going to start inside Wisconsin field position again. Let's at least get some points out of it this time.
Yeah.
Late flag.
I am sick of the flag.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
This is gonna be some sort of unsportsmanlike or late hit kind of thing. Riley's laying into Bruce Reed right now. Said something was really stupid too.
Oh, really?
Just read his lips. Yeah.
What? Bruce Reed.
Pat's deaf. I don't know if anybody knew that.
What?
Pat speaks well for a deaf guy, but he can read lips well.
What is Reed coach?
Special teams.
Special teams. Okay.
Reed and Banker are the only two guys that are suspect to me.
Well, and Bruce Reed has been traditionally a really good special teams coach.
Really?
Yeah, it hasn't shown this year. Banker has been suspect. He was
always
suspect at Oregon State.
Right.
Reed gave Oregon State kind of an advantage because, you know, they just didn't necessarily match up well with people, and so they needed to kind of win that special teams battle. And so that's an area where Nebraska struggled, and we thought, hey, you know, if they can do well there, think what he can do, you know, like with a DeMornay Pearsonell. It just...
Well, he hasn't had a DeMornay Pearsonell.
Right.
And, you know, the thing about Reed is usually when you have these blitz-heavy defenses with a defensive line kind of specialty, it requires dope-ass...
Oh, you mean
defensive,
Banker?
Yeah, with Banker. It requires dope-ass defensive backs.
Well, Bob was saying, though, that Joe Gans was talking about how he thought it wasn't so much a talent thing, but all scheme.
Yeah, well,
I think the other part of it, though, too, is... Yeah, there's a
Joe Gans also chose Michael Severe over us, so...
Well...
Bad choice, Joe.
Were we ever one of his options?
Well, we could have been. Bad choice, Joe.
Hey, Joe, just so you know, if you feel like relocating to Cali...
Yeah, well, nope. Offer's off the table, bro. You made your bed.
The offer was never on the table.
Yes, it was. It's always on the table. Anybody that's listening...
Well, now, so then it's still on the table.
Not anymore. He made his choice. It's just like Katy Perry could have been with me. She could have been...
I bet that offer's still on the table.
No, it's not, because she chose Michigan State to win a few years back, and ever since then, I just can't forgive her.
So, let's see. Tommy Frazier, if you didn't hear the other parts of the podcast... Offers on the table.
Yeah, offers on the table for Tommy Frazier. Offers on the table for any ex-Husker.
I think Tommy Frazier has a podcast now.
He's always had one, but
seriously?
It's... Yeah, he's always had one.
But sucks. It sucks.
The guy, it's...
Okay. Ron Kellogg and Zach Lee have one.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I'm interested because I could... Ron Kellogg, I'm interested to hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
I know what Gans thinks. I've heard Gans a lot.
Well, Zach Lee, who he's doing the podcast
with. I know.
Oh.
I know the difference, but I don't really care what Zach Lee has to say. But Ron Kellogg was a walk-on, you know, from Nebraska that made that thing. His story's cool.
Here we go. We're back in. 81 degrees in Lincoln today.
Whoa. Tell me, why is Brandon Riley not getting any calls right now? Because he just got yanked off his route.
Really?
Chongo? Is that Chongo? Wait. Oh, Nick Gates, the freshman.
Yep. I wish we could have seen the replay of Brandon Riley just getting molested.
Yep.
I think we should choose a different word.
What?
Screen to Seathan Carter again.
I said we should choose different words than molested.
Their designs seem to be trying to get playmakers in space.
Yeah. Which is a great game plan.
Yeah.
If you have the playmakers.
Right.
The problem is, I think that it also requires that we have a great offensive line, which is, you know, not necessarily our strongest part of the field, but.
Yeah. First down, just across midfield. Newbie getting fed here.
Nothing there.
Huh?
But...
Yeah, look at that. Ryan doing the feed me.
Nothing there, but he plowed through for a couple of yards that he probably shouldn't have gotten.
I wish I was a football player just so I could do cool things. Yeah, like my favorite, like the feed me or the touchdown dance where they spin the ball and then pretend it's a campfire to warm their hands. I would do that all the time.
That's cool.
I like the good old-fashioned spike.
Yeah.
It just get any sort of rage out that
I do if it's a big guy. Like I like when Gronk does it.
I actually always, and I wasn't a big John Elway guy, but I always liked it when Elway did it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when he'd get in and just, boom. Yeah. Like, the guy could throw it a long way.
Do you know what John Elway and O.J. Simpson have in common?
They both play professional football.
One drove a slow white Bronco, and the other one was a slow white Bronco.
All right, that's pretty good. I like that one.
Yep.
You know when he played baseball?
Third and six.
When he played baseball at Stanford, he would stand at home plate and try and throw a baseball over the fence.
Wow, nice move from Tommy to avoid the rush. Hucks it down in the field. Incomplete.
He loves those sideline passes, man.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
It always makes me nervous whenever he throws that.
Really? I never first. Now at Taylor, every time the ball left Taylor's hand, I got scared. But Armstrong puts them right where they need to be. I mean,
yeah, that was well defended right there.
It was well defended, but it was see if he would have hit him a lot sooner.
Yeah, that was when he was scrambling for his life.
I know.
Okay, two for Nebraska.
Two straight times we've gotten though inside their territory and done nothing with it. That's a little concerning.
Ooh,
go
nice
ahead, jeez, Alonzo.
Yeah.
Is that called a yip? Is he, did Alonzo Mourning, he didn't know how to walk?
That's right. You got the yips for walking. What is he doing?
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Love the old school kind of red tights thing he's got going on underneath there.
Okay.
All right, D.
About 7 minutes left in the third quarter here. Wisconsin on the 1 or 2 yard line, like the 1 yard line here.
Yeah.
Let's get a safety.
I'd be all right with that. Oh, they're
just quarterback sneak.
Just trying to get it out of the end zone.
Yep.
Basically, kind of wasting it down. I mean, I get it. You got to do it. Stave's hurt.
I thought it looked pretty good with him laying on the ground right there.
Yeah, he looked really good.
Yeah.
To me.
Great.
I don't know, man. He hasn't been all that effective today.
He's pretty.
Who is the Badgers' backup at this point? Do you know, QB?
Probably McAvoy.
Well, I don't know, since they moved him over to safety. He wasn't any good at quarterback. Oh, come on, wrap up.
Wrap it up. 3rd and 4 for Wisconsin here from the 7 of Nebraska.
Andy, do you know who does he look like?
Summer of Wisconsin.
Got it. Andy Stava looks like...
You've got the name wrong again.
Oh,
Joel Stave.
Joel Stave looks like... Oh, it's the comedian that Tosh, Daniel Tosh. He looks like a pretty Daniel Tosh.
Some pounds on Tosh. Not a lot of pressure on that play.
Deep route pass.
No.
Nice.
That was a hell of a play. Thankfully.
Who's our strength and condition coach now?
Mark Phillip.
Yeah. Mark Phillips was making the call on that play.
Yeah.
See that?
And nobody is going to argue with him.
He came from USC, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, that's probably a catch, guys.
It's hard to tell from that angle whether or not he had control is the thing.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way, speaking of USC, what an egg they laid against Washington on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yep. What's that?
USC laid an egg against
Sarkisian's gone, right?
He's got to be getting close. Well, because they were already...
That's 2 losses for USC now?
Yeah, and that was... And this is with a senior quarterback and a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Now, they're not to the full 85 scholarships just yet.
Oh, they aren't?
No.
Oh, wow.
But he's got a little bit of the Bo Pelini syndrome where there's enough other things going on right now.
Because the drinking and stuff and the...
Yeah, and his wife divorced him because I guess he, with each road trip, kind of had a... Had a lady at each Pac-10 stop or Pac-12 stop.
Wow.
Good for him. I mean, that's not hard to think about. That's a lot to manage.
That is a lot to manage.
Which is probably why they don't win more football games.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I have one wife, and it's almost too much for me to handle.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You almost need a personal assistant just to handle.
Just handle my wife.
Wait until you have kids.
Oh, man. I'll pay one of the kids to handle everything else.
Yeah.
I really hope this call doesn't get overturned. Just so we're...
It looked like a catch to me.
It kind of did, yeah. But they showed the reverse angle, so he definitely had a foot down, but I couldn't tell whether or not he had control yet at that point.
It has to be beyond a shadow of a doubt, right? Beyond reasonable doubt.
Right. Yeah.
What's the phrase?
That's what they had to use with the O.J. Simpson trial, beyond reasonable doubt.
Right.
That's, it's along those
what's
lines.
What's the word that they say? What do they call it?
Indisputable evidence.
Indisputable evidence.
Yeah. Here's a little interesting. I can talk about this when we get back in the game.
Yeah, you probably be closer to that mic.
Oh, yeah. This feels so good to lean back.
I know. My arm's going to sleep.
Is it?
From leaning on the thing. It's hard. These 3-hour podcasts are not easy to do. They're fun, but they're not easy.
Yeah. How's that? That's got to be better.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'll wait till we get back in. It's an unshucked correction.
Go ahead and do it now.
We're in.
We're in.
Yeah. Oh, we're in.
We don't cut.
Okay. Back in August, Ryan said Nebraska has the lowest academic standards in the Big Ten, which he argued allowed us to land prize running back in Wisconsin reject Jordan Stevenson. I looked it up, and you are correct.
I am correct.
If you look at the ACT scores of the students currently enrolled at each Big Ten school, we unfortunately have the lowest range of ACT scores. Do you know who has the highest?
Michigan.
Nope. They're Northwestern. One of the better ones. Northwestern.
Oh, yeah, duh. I knew that, actually.
Here's the replay.
And trust me, Northwestern kids will tell you that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they probably will.
Hannah is a Northwestern chick.
Julia Louise Dreyfus' son made the basketball team.
I don't think he has control yet.
A walk-on. She's also a Northwestern alum.
They gave it to him. I actually thought it was kind of dicey on that replay.
Really? Well, we are talking about a ref crew that's been pretty favored to.
Look at that guy's picture, man. He looks like a female R&B singer.
Millie Vanilli.
Millie Vanilli, yeah, you look like Millie Vanilli, kind of.
Sisters with Voices, SWV.
Yeah.
Here we go. Wisconsin, just short of their 40.
Who's saying What a Man?
Maybe a yard.
Was it In Vogue? Who's what did Sisters with, what did SWV sing?
I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Give the guy some, speaking of Mike, give him some more mic time with that voice.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Let me start singing some bass stuff.
No. Nobody cares about that. Sing, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
No, there's a football game on now.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Bob needs mic time.
Thank you. Okay, 2nd and 9, Wisconsin, back to pass. Wrap him up. Okay, just about a yard short of first down yardage. 3rd and 1, about 4, just under 5 minutes left in the third quarter. The band for Nebraska looking a little worn out, a little tired. And those are college kids. They shouldn't be tired.
Hungover.
Yeah, probably hungover.
Oh, the day for the marching band, though, those things are intense. Oh, yeah.
Probably really early days, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
That was for incomplete pass, not for it's a long day for the marching band.
We hate the band.
I hate the marching band. They're the worst part of the game.
Nah.
Come on, you.
When I was a senior in high school, I had tickets to the Notre Dame game. And we had a cross-country meet in Lincoln that day. And I didn't want to take the bus back after the cross-country meet, then drive to the game, and then drive back late at night because it was a night game. Yeah. I wanted to have somebody take me to the stadium, but my parents weren't going to the cross-country meet. And school rules are kind of against that. I can't remember how I fudged it, but I got...
Oh, that's the worst,
punk got
by the
down
way.
In the
Wisconsin,
one.
Wisconsin.
No, it's not. 99 pass, 99-yard pass last time that happened.
Yeah.
The one-inch line for us, they downed it.
But so I changed clothes at the cross-country meet, like at Pioneers Park amongst people, and somehow got people to take me to the stadium, and I just had to chill there all day. And I was just... kind of following the band.
Hey, wait, real quick. They're showing the Melvin Gordon 408 yard, 4 touchdowns, and they showed a picture of Bo Pelini. How do you guys feel about Bo Pelini at right this moment? I'm pretty stoked that he's gone.
Yeah, I am too.
Okay. Anyways, sorry.
Granted,
Pat.
The guy running the ball has not exactly been Melvin Gordon, but yes,
but still,
if he had gone out as a clown.
Oh, nice.
I wouldn't feel that way about Bo Pelini. Let's put it this way. His record was fine. I really didn't have a problem with his performance as a coach. It's how he handled human beings.
Well, he was the problem. Yeah, and it was just a matter of time before his sideline crumbled.
Yeah.
And I'll go back to my point from earlier. Everybody says, at least he had passion. Well, not everybody. A lot of people say, at least he had passion.
Well, by those standards, though, you know who else had passion? Like those Hitler. School shooters. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, man, if anger is passion.
And again, you know who didn't shout and yell at people all the time?
Osborne. Yeah.
Like,
but people think that Osborne didn't have emotion on the sidelines, which just isn't true. It's just a weird.
He expressed it differently.
Yes. Yeah. He expressed it like an adult.
Yeah.
Here we go. Third and five from about the five for Nebraska. Nice to get some space here. A couple first downs.
Yeah, this would be a good conversion to have. Batted down,
yep.
Oh, man, I thought they picked it for a second. The way they were behaving.
Well, this is a big punt for Sam Foltz.
Yes.
What if he punted it 100 yards?
I broadcasted a 99-yard punt once.
Really?
What's this?
At Wayne State, I broadcasted a 99-yard punt.
How'd that happen?
There was a little bit of roll involved.
Yeah, a little bit of roll, like a 40-yard with a roll or 50-yard with a roll?
It was at least 70 yards in the air, though.
Really?
Wow. Boomed it.
Was it wind?
I can't recall. But that guy was good. There was a reason he ended up at Wayne State, and it had nothing to do with talent.
Nice. Foltz got
Yeah, where's that holding flag at? Yeah. I was going to say.
Oh, be careful.
He was still in.
They just gave him a flag.
They're going to get...
He was still dancing on the sidelines. Yeah, that you cannot call a hit out of bounds on that. It's just because it was on the Wisconsin sideline that they're going to throw this second penalty.
But this crew has been...
Dicey?
Yeah. Flag happy. While they sort this out, some other famous Wisconsinites...
How many famous Wisconsinites are there?
Gene Wilder.
Okay.
Les Paul. William Defoe.
It's Willem.
Willem. I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. Willem Defoe.
That's a... I gotta watch my mouth. There are kids around, but that is not a good call.
Yeah.
He has no idea he's out of bounds right there.
That is a pretty bad call.
Erickson kept dancing on the sideline. If this happened on the Nebraska sideline instead of the Wisconsin sideline, that doesn't get called.
Nope.
Exactly.
Jordan Westerkamp, though, picking him up on the sideline.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. You're an idiot.
Yep.
General podcast MacArthur. Listeners can't hear the TV.
Well, the TV is an idiot.
Yep. General MacArthur, Heather Graham, Frank Lloyd Wright.
Heather Graham,
other
all
famous
right.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, Heather Graham's hot.
Yep.
There was a nice flip of the field, though, I will say that.
Wow, the Wisconsin receivers have been pretty poor.
Well, they collided with each other there. How do you get two receivers in the exact same location?
Must have been a mess up.
Yeah, probably by design. They figured four hands in one spot is better than two.
That's true.
Gary kind of made contact, but I think that had nothing to do with, like, him, but rather he didn't expect two guys to end up in the same
spot.
I
know, right.
Hey, you know, this is some... Tell me if I'm making things up. It seems like in today's modern football game, there's much more flag requesting.
Yeah, I was... You know, I literally was thinking the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Every play
used to not be a thing. That was only like a, whoa, what the hell? Why did you not call a penalty?
Right.
Now it's just like
every
any
play.
Incomplete pass.
Yeah,
throw the hand
flag,
up. I think I threw my wrist out of whack.
And then do it's the same as the moving the ball. They do it every play now. When you get tackled, you throw the ball as far as you can ahead to get. I don't remember that happening when I was a kid as much.
That's a well-designed play by Wisconsin, and their running back almost dropped it.
Yep.
Surprised they didn't get him for a late hit there.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, he was a yard in bounds when he got hit. Yeah. I mean, that's only a yard in bounds.
This is the most effective drive I think I've seen from Wisconsin in a while.
Yeah, minus their touchdown drive.
I'm not entirely certain why they're running the ball. I realize it's their MO, it's what they do, but
they're not having a lot of success for sure. Other famous Wisconsinites, gentlemen. Last one. Spencer Tracy, Steve Miller of Steve Miller Band fame, and the Violent Femmes.
The Violent Femmes, that surprises me.
They're from Milwaukee.
That surprises me. The Violent Femmes are a great band.
Yeah, they are.
Favorite Violent Femmes song?
I mean, it's hard. Instantly, I go to Add It Up.
Oh, Add It Up.
And Blister in the Sun.
See, neither one of those make my top three.
Too High for the Supermarket?
Is that a song by Violent Femmes?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't think I've ever heard that song. That's a great name for a song, though.
What is it?
Too High for the Supermarket.
Oh, wow.
I would say American Music.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite song. God, what's the name of that song? It's almost like their ska song. A lot of horns and a lot of like.
Is it off that same American Music album?
I think so.
Yeah. I had that back in the day. I haven't listened to it in a long time.
I used to.
Oh, Stave gets
Stave
nailed.
Just got lit up.
I used to really like that song, the bus song. What was it called?
Wheels on the Bus?
No, not Wheels on the Bus. Driver. God, I can't remember it. That's a good song. Hey, Dad, can I borrow the car tonight? It's a good song.
That was Valentine.
Oh, he got crushed.
Oh, Stave got a little pissed at the end, too.
Yeah.
This is a long field goal attempt.
But it's placed
into
in the middle.
The wind.
It's good field placement for that.
Wow. He got it. That Brazilian belly helped him.
Yeah.
The Brazilian belly. That's what they should call him.
The Brazilian belly.
Rafael Galeon.
The Brazilian belly.
Here's my take on Violent Femmes. A tangent as we
oh, and out. Johnny, actually.
What's that?
Johnny is another great song about his friend that killed himself.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Violent Femmes, their first self-titled album on Rough Trade. I think it was Rough Trade. I don't know. The label. Their first big album was done very quickly. Almost live takes.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, the backstory of that. And was alternative. Well, they had a library of a lot of, they were very country influenced. And a lot of their country tracks didn't make that first album. They came on American Music and later.
Oh, wow.
And to me.
Like the Country Death song?
Yeah, I guess so. But if what they made their name for was actually against what they viewed themselves as.
Oh, that's funny.
It's interesting how that happens. By the way, I was incorrect about that song. Kick Goes Out of Bounds. That's great.
Yeah.
It was The Uninvited, who sounds a lot like Violent Femmes, who did Too High for the Supermarket.
Okay. Would you explain why I've never heard that song?
$5 says you go look it up later, though.
No, I bet you I do. If I remember it. $5 says I don't remember it, actually. $5 says I forget all about it when I leave here.
Now, while we're talking about music in Wisconsin, can you name three influential musical acts from Nebraska?
Oh, 311.
Cursive.
And that guy, the blue eyes.
Bright Eyes.
Bright Eyes. Yeah.
Cursive. The Faint.
Keith Sweat, but...
Matthew Sweet.
Matthew Sweet, yep, girl
from Lincoln. They were talking about him on 97.
The guy from Nickelback? The guitarist
from
Nickelback?
Maroon 5. The
Maroon 5, yeah, that's what it is.
Whose sister was on Project Runway a couple seasons.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I'm married, that's how I know that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of...
Now, there was musical history in Omaha or Nebraska before 311. There had to be.
Blue Oyster Cult?
Are there? Is Blue Oyster Cult in Nebraska?
No.
No.
I don't even feel like I have to look that one up.
I don't think so either.
They did a show in Nebraska?
Yeah,
probably.
So.
Bruce Springsteen had an album called Nebraska.
Yep.
Well, no, there's a story about a certain teacher at our old college who has a daughter that nobody knows who the father is, but the father is the drummer from the Blue Oyster Cult. That's it. You know who I'm talking
about. Initials. Is it JR?
Yeah.
All right.
And I asked her about it once, and she got mangry, like, and stormed off.
Like it's an urban legend?
Like, it's just a rumor. I think it's true, the way she reacted when I asked her.
Yeah. Nebraska running out the clock for the third quarter, still up 14-10. What was our Periscope prediction?
I said 27-10.
I said 35-21, I think.
No, you said 35-28.
35-28.
And Pat said double.
28-14, which unless there are a couple safeties is unlikely to happen.
Yeah, mine's probably the most likely to happen right now.
Could be. Yeah.
Mine's the only one, really, that can still happen.
No, mine
I mean, they all
with the 2 points
technically could happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And 28-14 could happen as well with it being on the poor end of Nebraska. 20. We could lose 28-14 technically.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How could we get? How are they gonna put up 18?
Two-point conversion.
A 2-point conversion and a field goal. Why would you do that? That's very unlikely.
But it's possible.
Hang on. Let me do some math here.
Are we periscoping?
Yeah. Tweety's got the phone for that.
Is that quarter?
That's quarter. Man, I want to take a nap.
Tired. No such thing.
Were you periscoping?
Yeah, but there we go.
Hey, how you doing? I'm getting really sleepy.
Why are you holding them Longhorns up like that?
I'm doing this thing.
He's doing... Oh. We were talking about music, so he's doing the...
Yeah.
Rock!
We were talking about Wisconsin celebrities, including the Violent Femmes, in music.
So, how do you feel about the score? What do you think is going to happen in the fourth quarter?
You know, I wish we had scored a touchdown or something there in that third quarter. It makes
when
me
we
a
had
little
the wind?
Because doesn't this start to feel like Illinois, like Miami, like BYU? We're letting this game come down to the end.
Every game this year is going to be close. I think no matter who we play, they're all going to be close for better or for worse. I think that's what we've got. I think that's what's going to happen this year. We're going to maybe win a couple that we shouldn't, lose a couple we shouldn't, and I think that's the Nebraska of 2015.
So what was your stat from earlier, Pat, about Mike Riley's seasons?
So twice at Oregon State, Mike Riley started 2-3, and in those seasons his teams finished 9-3 and 10-3.
That's a pretty good stat. I like that one.
I like that one, too. I hope that holds.
I like that. No Longhorns. This means I love you in sign language. That's what I love, is that statistic about Mike Riley at Oregon State.
I got sign language from Wisconsin right here.
There you go.
Yeah, nice.
Nice.
All right. We'll see you at the end of the game. Go Big Red.
Go Big Red.
How do I stop it? How do I stop it? Old people can't
swipe
do
down.
Shit.
Swipe down.
75% retention that time. 15 total viewers.
Nice.
Hey, that's good. I'm going to have to take a nap after the game. I'm going to...
Yeah.
I got a free ticket to go see Jerry Seinfeld tonight.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
great. I wouldn't
great
go
day.
Otherwise, but... I mean...
No, he's a quality stand-up. That guy's probably pretty good. Here we go. Jeez, what was that about? The biggest rub I have about Tommy Armstrong is his decision-making.
His what?
His decision making.
Yeah, but I love his toughness, though. I mean, I don't. That may just have been a case of not estimating the wind with
Maybe.
The change in quarters.
Maybe. I just don't know why you throw that ball.
Against the wind, a good punt from Fultz.
Yeah, very good punt. Well, defense has got to make a stop here. They scored the touchdown, man. It's we're staring.
That's when the crowd, that's when all the air will come out of the stadium if that happens.
Yeah. What?
If they score a touchdown here, everybody's going to start panicking.
He's got a fat face, Ryan says, Tommy Armstrong.
Yeah, he does. But maybe it's a muscly face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chews a lot of gum. Got a, yep, a strong, muscly jaw.
Yeah. I've got a fat face. So.
Let me see. I can see a little bit.
You chubby bunny.
Yeah.
It's like fat heads, but it's fat face.
My wife says I have a giant dome, and that's why she won't have kids with me.
Oh, really?
It's not the head that makes it hurt. It's the shoulders.
I've tried to mention that.
And did you explain to her that you have little lady shoulders, so it shouldn't be an issue?
I mean, they stick out. They're bony shoulders, though. Is
the shirt size you wear is petite, Pat.
I wear large.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I have a long torso.
There have been first no down Wisconsin.
He wears petite long.
That's not a thing. Petite is length, not
petite
width.
Long. He wears a petite long.
Is that true?
No.
But if I told you it was, you would have no reason not to believe it, would you?
Just so specific. That was such confidence.
When women buy dresses, petite means the length, not the width.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Wisconsin is slowly mounting a drive here.
Not so slowly anymore, as they're now in Nebraska territory. Team's been on the defense has been on the field a little bit in the second half.
There was no rush on that play.
And I think that's a symptom of that.
Yeah. This is when games are lost, guys.
It's when they're won, Bob. It's when they're won.
That's true.
Oh, newbies.
Yes, nice.
Mark Bolton.
Ooh,
newbies.
Dude, he went face first into the ground. Did you see that?
Yep.
Marcus needs out. He's hurt. Both newbies have had good games.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been playing like veterans bees.
Yep. Both Riley's been victim of penalty or non-penalty calls. We've got two newbies, two Rileys, a couple of Roses.
Yeah.
We got one Freedom, one Chongo.
Here he goes. Watch this. Watch this guy's head at the end of the play.
Oh.
Watch it right here.
Oh. Yeah, that would hurt.
Come on, newbie.
Yeah, we cannot afford to lose another linebacker.
I have surely turned you on to the greatest hit in Nebraska football history, right? That Oklahoma kickoff hit.
What?
Oh, it's on a lot of those old kind of videos. Yes. The compilation
YouTube,
ones.
YouTube Nebraska Oklahoma big hit, and you'll see one of the most like tremendous hits I've ever seen in college football history. It's certainly the biggest hit I've ever seen in Nebraska football history.
So Luke Gifford's in for Marcus Newby.
And Frank Gifford's son.
No, that is Cody Gifford, who actually...
Oh! Nice play.
Yeah. Cody Gifford actually played wide receiver at USC for a bit.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I used to always hear Kathy Lee talk about Cody and Cassidy on the show. And, it turns out Cody ended up playing football at USC for a minute. And Cassidy turned out to be, once of age, quite a looker.
Nice.
Who?
Frank and Kathy Lee's kids.
Hey, can we just acknowledge for how much the DBs have been beat up that they've really had a pretty nice game so far today?
Yep. I will second that. Marcus Newby's back in. Yes.
There we go.
No!
Oh,
I was afraid they were going to go with a penalty on that.
Now it's almost like every pass play is either
that all seemed incidental. That all seemed incidental. And Peavy has gotten a couple of those. And they were both on Kalu.
Seriously, I'm going to...
And why the spot of the foul?
What?
Why the spot of the foul?
It's either 15 or the spot of the foul.
Whichever's less?
Right.
That's it, guys. I'm looking up this ref's name. Because I want to keep track of...
Maybe a penalty.
It was a penalty?
Yeah.
I think he was going for the ball, but he beat him to it, and there was contact. Nobody made contact with the ball. That was a horrible pass.
A horrible almost catch.
He just had to reach his mitt out to try and knock that down. Man, this is Big Ten football as everyone kind of expects it to be.
Okay, I'm just Googling the referee for the Wisconsin-Nebraska football game 2015.
You might be able to find it on a box score.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first good running play for Wisconsin.
Yep.
Oh, linebacker got blown up. Dedrick Young did.
Oh, wow. Hey, as I Google this... Guess what comes up in the search? Hardest college football hit ever.
Kenny Bell?
It could be. Let me see this on my phone. I'll let you know.
Come on. Defense is getting tired.
Yep. Kenny Bell did this against Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a penalty that shouldn't have been one. Turner scored a touchdown, and Bell just laid a guy out.
They actually made the thing called.
Yep, I'm watching on the phone this hardest hit ever, evidently. As Wisconsin's getting prepared to possibly punch it in for a touchdown.
Defense has just been on the field too long this half. Oh, Malik Collins!
Malik.
There it is.
That was a man's play right there.
Yeah, it was. Good penetration, Malik. I bet you hear that all the time.
He just flat out beat the guard.
Nice.
The center tried to chip him, too. And then just did the tackle himself. Big play here, boys.
Third and five, yep. You got to stop him here. Can't have a touchdown. About 10 and a half left in the game. Stave. Oh, no. He gets a first down, first and goal. Missed tackle there.
Yeah. Well, we were playing a little far off of him there.
Yeah, but if he makes that tackle, there's no first down here. He got juked.
Yeah, it was a shitty attempt at a tackle.
And he is now off the field.
Isn't Rose the one that got burnt 15 times last week? They kept throwing over him at the end?
Oh, was it?
Was it Rose?
There we go. Wisconsin now up. So if we can't, I'm doing a hypothetical at this point because there's plenty of time left.
Right.
But if we end up losing this game, what does it say to you about finishing for Nebraska under Riley?
Well, not great things.
But I mean, what is that a coaching thing? What is that? Why can't we finish these games?
We've got to wait and see this week what happens. I mean, I think... I feel good still yet.
Yeah.
Whatever would happen to cause that, if that were the case, we'd have to see. Last week, it was a clock management thing, pure and simple.
Yeah.
And communication. Like, there were two things there.
Hey, speaking of last week, can you clear up some confusion on my end? I watched that game, as I said, in like 60 minutes review, right? Snap to snap. I didn't have the context of it. As I recall, Nebraska had the ball near the end of the game, and it looked like they were in field goal range. And instead of kicking a field goal, they went for it on fourth down. Does that sound right to you guys?
Yeah, there was a swirling wind.
Is that why they didn't go for it?
I think largely. Because Drew Brown's been pretty inconsistent, too.
Right, but still, it just seemed like, why not at least go for a field goal?
Yeah, either that or run the ball because they don't have any time because they don't have any timeouts.
Yeah,
take a knee. Yeah. If anything.
Okay.
You definitely don't pass it in that situation.
So we all just received a text from Joe Canale.
Yeah, I saw it.
Because he's said that once he woke the baby up from a nap. A couple weeks ago, that's when things started going awry. Today, since baby woke up, whiskey 10-0.
Wow, that baby needs to be stopped from waking up. Then.
He needs to chloroform that child.
Yeah, seriously, get ether on a rag and put it down. Yeah, Joe saying our D line is tired. Wisconsin's going to get big runs.
Fire everyone.
Yeah. Okay, kickoff to the Huskers. Touchback. I have learned
Jordan Stevenson.
Oh, that's Jordan Stevenson. Yeah, the Wisconsin.
He's returned one kick today.
Okay.
Hope it was worth that removing that red shirt.
Right. Here's my daughter, Berkeley. She's coming into the picture. Berkeley, what's going on? There's a picture. Oh, I said you were. It's a saying. Just say you're coming into the picture. You were coming back around. Do you feel like Nebraska is going to win this game? Okay. In the mouth of a babe. Ooh. Oh. Oh, now she's backtracking. Wisconsin is your lucky number. Oh, they got 17 right now. And they're winning. Okay. Never know until it's over. Well, thank you, Berkeley. That was my 8-year-old daughter weighing in on this game. Janovich. Wonder if Janovich will give the feed sign now.
That's his first carry of the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Janovich, yeah, feed him more, please.
Feed me. Yeah. Feed me. Boy, they're giving this Wisconsin assistant a lot of airtime.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, big play here. 3rd and 7. Let's get something going on here, Huskers. The second half has been pretty disappointing so far.
I think he got there early, the defensive back did, but they're not going to call it. So the defense was starting to get tired last drive. We could see it. And so what do? We go 3 and out.
Yeah.
We cannot allow a touchdown, obviously, here. Oh, he absolutely got there
penalty.
Early.
These refs, really, I'm not one of those guys who usually blames things on refs, and I'm not going to blame whatever the outcome is, but they have been really bad, in my opinion. Noticeably
the rest of the
bad.
Nebraska fan base will have no problem with it, though.
Yeah.
Well, they have been really bad. I mean, the BYU, like, it's every game. The only game I don't remember, like, bad penalties being so one-sided was against Miami.
Yeah.
Illinois last week, they gave them, like, 15 shots in the end zone.
Yep.
I mean, it's hard to win when you're constantly playing the refs. You can't – I mean, even if – I mean, what about, like, momentum, you know?
Yeah. Our starting tight end is basically out for the season.
Because of a penalty that didn't get called.
Yeah.
I cannot find via Google search this ref's name. I bet you in the box score. I'm going to personally keep track of who this ref is.
What?
I want to see if he's involved in any other controversial assignment, game assignments.
Who's that?
Whoever the lead ref is on this crew. Because I think they're doing a poor job.
I feel like this season, I mean, it's not just this, like, a lot of games this year.
Okay, here we go, guys. Wisconsin has ball at their 35, 1st and 10, running play. And as Joe Canale said in texting, he said, I think they're going to get big run plays because their defensive line is tired. Reels off like a 40-yard run.
That's what has been learned.
32-yard run.
Not just not just for the sake of moving the ball, our offense needed a first down last time to give our defense a breather.
No, Nebraska player down. Maybe that's...
It's Gangwish.
Gangwish?
God.
Gangwish back up, walking to the sideline. They speculate that maybe his elbow's aggravated again. He's got a club of an arm around that elbow.
Well, those elbow braces keep you from being able to extend your arm too much.
Okay. And
like when my brother had a dislocated elbow, bench pressing was a near impossibility because he could extend one arm all the way but not the other.
Yeah. Okay, is it 8 minutes? Yeah, just about 8 minutes left in the ball game. Wisconsin is up 3, correct?
Yeah. Can't allow anything more than a field goal right here.
Yeah, field goal is okay at this point. A touchdown is bad news. Second and 9. Out of the shotgun. Little run again. Boy, it definitely does look like fatigue tackling, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And pursuit.
We got the whole starting... Well, no, we don't have the whole starting line out there because DeZuris is out there, but...
Okay, 3rd and 4 here. No first down.
There it is.
Good stop.
We needed that.
Is absolutely.
That Nate Gary came up big in run support on that.
Nice. Who's 49?
That's Weber. Who has been averaging about 12 tackles a game.
That's awesome. And he's a walk-on?
Yeah, from Elkhorn.
Wow. Oh, hey, Ryan, look who's down.
Gosh darn it.
Byerson Cockrell.
Cockrell, he's my favorite.
One of the great all-time names.
Sounds like a boxer.
Yep.
Like an old, like, old-school, like, 1900s boxer.
Yeah.
Or, like, 19th century boxer,
Before
I mean.
Before they had gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a few of the great names in Nebraska history on this roster. Byerson Cockrell, Freedom Commendulum.
Yeah, Chongo.
Chongo Condolo.
Yeah. Gangwish.
Gangwish is pretty good.
But in general, like Jarvis Redwine, I Am Hip, those are toward the top of the all-time
those
great
are
ones.
Good.
What's I Am stand for? Igneous Montgomery or something like that?
Really?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Here's Fatty Magoo trying another one.
Yeah, the Brazilian belly.
Fatty Magoo.
Miss it.
Here we go.
Or get it blocked and returned all the way.
The plantain of the plains.
It's all right. It's a one-possession game still. We score that touchdown. We're still up.
Yep.
You like that? Plantain of the plains? Come
I do.
On.
I
a little
do.
Bit of
it's
credit
good.
For that? A little bit?
What's that?
The plantain of the plains?
Yeah, I like that.
Do they have plantains in Brazil?
Isn't that a Brazilian food?
Largely Cuban and Caribbean.
I'm pretty sure that the Brazilian place is plantains, too. What's a Brazilian food place in L.A. that's really popular?
I have no idea.
Fogo de Chao?
Plantains could probably be Brazilian. I associate them with Cuban food.
I associate them with the Brazilian food.
Brazilian food?
Yeah, like Cubans, Haitians, Puerto Ricans. Those are part of their cuisines.
Jill, how's it going? That's my wife.
Hey, Jill.
Yeah.
What's the Brazilian food place in LA that's very popular?
What's the what?
The Brazilian food restaurant that's really popular. I wish I remember what it was called. Dylan,
do you eat a lot of Brazilian food?
No, but when I do, it's this one place that Dylan really loved. Irina would know.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Fried plantain is a dish cooked wherever plantains grow, from Central America through West Africa to East Africa. This is according to Wikipedia.
What about, I don't know if it's Brazil in any of those places?
It's in South America.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So, no.
But they sell it.
Well, I don't doubt that they sell it there.
And in many parts of Southeast Asia, such as Indonesia, where fried snacks are widely popular.
How do you spell plantains?
Okay,
P-L-A-N-T-A-I-N-S.
You got it. Fried plantain is also eaten in some countries in South America or the Caribbean where African influence is present. For example, in the Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico.
Those aren't South American.
That's true.
Though, if there would be a country in South America that would have an African influence, Brazil is like the most culturally and ethnically diverse.
Flavors of Brazil, ingredients, plantain. The vegetable banana, known in English as a plantain, is a common ingredient in Brazilian cooking. Afro-Brazilian.
According to a graphic on TV, Nebraska has just under 2% chance, best chance to win the Big Ten this year.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
That's right. Ohio State, almost 50%. When you guys were in college, were you ever the ones who did the face paint and get in the college?
No, I never did that.
Yeah. I was usually broadcasting games.
Here we go. Tommy, back to pass. Gets it to
flag.
Morgan.
This looks like...
No, newbie. Another flag.
Offsides. Oh, I thought I heard him say offsides.
Wow. A rare call that went...
I know. Went our way.
But it's just 5 yards. Just enough to make us not think it's fixed. Okay, first and five off that penalty. Tommy back to pass again.
That was not a great pass either.
Nope. You got to wait for your receiver to be ready for it.
But then that game would have been covered. This season makes me sad.
It's not over yet, man.
Yep.
This game, this season, this anything. Riley's got to pick his head up, though, man. Ugh.
Screen that's dropped by
Pearsonell. I don't know that there was much there if he caught it.
Yeah.
Except that he's Pearsonell, so there's always a chance.
Yeah. I really wish... On first and five, we had started running the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because now it's second and five.
Now it's third and five.
Oh,
because we've had two incomplete passes since then. I'd like a good old quarterback run here. Well, not now. Yes!
Thank you for making it.
Seathan Carter has had his best game.
There's a flag. Yeah.
So, you remember those technical difficulties from earlier? Well, it's at this exact moment where we've just discovered that our memory card ran out of storage during the second half of the game. So, unfortunately, you do not get to hear us losing our shit over Andy Janovich's run, but also, you don't get to hear us just in stunned silence for 10 straight minutes after Rafael Gaglianone hits the game winner on try number two. So... that's the Cobcast for this week. Fittingly, kind of a train wreck. But we'll be back next week, hopefully after a victory. Go Big Red.
The Sea of Red, Husker Nation.
See what makes Nebraska fans the greatest fans in college football with a new movie directed by Lincoln native Ryan Tweedy.
Through These Gates.
The perfect gift for Husker fans.
Available on DVD now at huskerfilm.com.